Welcome to Cattlecast with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dymstra.
Welcome to an exciting episode of Cattlecast. Based on the life and legend of one of the world's best-selling artists of all time, the musical Tina reveals the untold story of Tina Turner as she dared to defy the bounds of her age, gender, and race. This dynamic show will be at Wharton Center from April 18th through the 23rd, and joining us today is one of the leads playing Tina, Ari Groover. Ari, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, there's a reason that Tina Turner was dubbed the Queen of Rock and Roll. Talking, singing, and dancing like her is something so demanding that on this tour, the title role is divided between two actresses. What's it like for you to transform into Tina Turner?
Oh, I mean, it is magnetic. It is intense. It is all of the emotions that you can think of when you are trying to fill in into this icon's shoes. You're really giving all of yourself when you do this role. It does require a bit of you to put your all into it, but mm-hmm. It is so rewarding at the end that you feel so honored and privileged to play someone that is so iconic and is basically on a global scale, that is, that you go to sleep happy.
I can imagine, and just playing an iconic figure. And as you kind of take on that role, what are some things that you learned about Tina that you didn't know before you joined the show?
Tina is very much about community. Mm-hmm. She loves to take care of her people. And I think you'll probably see that throughout of the show. I know everybody knows the story between her and Ike and the abuse and her rising, from the ashes of Phoenix, Phoenix rising from the ashes. We know that story. But I think you get to really understand who she was as a person and how fun she was as a person. She actually loved to, live life, and she's pretty goofy in real life. She loves to have a great time. I know she's dealt with a lot of tumultuous things, but I think the things that have kept her going is her sensibilities and the fact that she is able to make sure she takes care of her people, but also she didn't quit on herself.
Sure.
And made sure to find the fun things in life, which I think is why she has had colleagues work with her for 20 to 30 plus years. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what made her continue to be a success story even decades after, just because she is a fun person to work with. That's what we've all learned.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot with this one, but what is your favorite song in the show? Or even a song of Tina's?
Oh, it's so hard because I'm also a DJ. So this is a hard.
So you know her whole catalog then. So yeah.
I'm a DJ, and my mother, she grew up with Tina Turner, especially the Ike and Tina Review. She used to have a couple of those records. So I think the one that I really love to listen to, especially in the car, is probably Higher. Higher had a drive to it, and it was a popular song, and especially at that time, it was a song that was sort of a catalyst for a sort of cultural shift in the 60s and this political shift also as well. But it's like between that and Nutbush City Limits also is a pretty good one too. I actually thoroughly enjoy that record. But Tina, she has so many gems. She has so many B-sides that it is really hard for me to say which one are my favorite. The ones I do love to perform happen to be those two numbers in the show. Sure.
And now dance is a huge part of Tina's performance as well, too. And is it true that your choreographer spent time with Tina Turner herself to really nail down the steps?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Anthony, who is our wonderful choreographer, has spent a lot of time with Tina to make sure that the moves feel as authentic as they can be. And what we've noticed is that, Tina also, you know, it's about it's a community. She gets with her iCats. Her iCats are a very big part of her life. And I think you'll see, you know, the sort of sisterhood and womanhood that helps Tina to become who she is because of her iCats, her dancers, that they've sort of created this movement just from being around each other and from seeing what they've seen, you know, in the clubs in the 60s and 70s and how people relate to each other in that sort of world, that, you know, Tina has found a way to choreograph all of these things. And so Anthony wanted to make sure that was shown in the show, make sure we got some of the specifics, but really, really the camaraderie of each other, which is what really makes the choreography so.
Sure. Now, the show doesn't gloss over the harder parts of her life, like her abusive marriage. I can only imagine how emotional taxing that can be. How do you prepare for that role?
I think you have to go into a mindset of knowing that you're playing a person's life. So you want to be as authentic as you can be with this storytelling, and to know that there are still people who have either went through it or is still going through it. And you want to make sure that you are taking care of them, but also making sure that you're taking care of yourself. Sure. As you are going through, you know, this sort of hard phase of portraying somebody's life. But so you make sure you are able to dig deep, but also you have to make sure to let it go at the same time. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to make sure you release a lot of the things. So, you know, we like to, you know, listen to some music, have some fun, maybe, you know, crack some jokes or two, just to make sure that we're not sitting in the severity of this this abuse, which I think helps us get out of it and not have to linger into it. But we also want to make sure that we are being as authentic as we can, and also making sure that if anybody needs sort of a help or a guideline or assistance, we also try to make sure that we work with a lot of domestic violence groups that sure. come to see the show. We normally talk to them, you know, have a great time, share stories, and I think that's such an important part of the show, for sure.
Sure. And what inspires you most about Tina? Tina is not only an entertainer, but as you said, she's a very powerful woman. And what inspires you about her?
Her perseverance. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that, you know, people were quitting on her, but she didn't quit on herself. Mm-hmm. You know, that she had, you know, a family to feed, and but she saw herself, she saw her goals, she saw what she could become in a genre that, you know, at that time in the 80s didn't necessarily see Black people and Black women as the forefront, even though historically speaking, Black people have been part of that catalyst and culture of rock and roll. And for her to do it in her late 30s to her 40s is absolutely amazing. You know, from time to time, a lot of people, especially in the entertainment business, which can be a male dominated world, you know, they sit here and say, you know, as a woman, once you pass a certain age, you can't do this. Once you have kids, you can't do this. How will people look at you as a sex symbol? How will, you know, she overcame all of that. And she just really wanted to show her artistry and her music. And because of that, she was able to become this global phenomenon that she is now, and still is today. And I think that is one of my favorite traits about Tina, because I think that anybody can relate to this. Any type of woman, actually any type of performer, can relate to this story, to let you know that it's not over. If it is meant for you, it will be for you. Nobody can tell you or take that away from you.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. And we are chatting before we started recording, and you don't have a lot of downtime, but we are a library podcast, so we always like to end with a library type question. So is there a title that you'd recommend that you're either reading, watching, or listening to? It can be for recreation, it can be for you as a performer, or you as a DJ, just something that you'd recommend that our listeners should either read, watch, or listen to.
Okay. Maybe I can give two. As
Love it.
a DJ, I listen to a lot of different sort of radio shows. And there is a radio show called Solection. It is an eclectic group of DJs who are playing producers. So they do it's a different DJ slash producer that showcases their set, their music, and what they produce. And it's very eclectic music. So for anybody who is, an aspiring, producer, DJ, artist that want to get different sounds from different people, I think it's a great radio to listen to. It is on, I think you can listen to it on Apple Music, Spotify, and SoundCloud, for sure. And just look up Selection. Books that I've been reading. I love fantasy, sci-fi. I
Oh,
am that
love
type
it.
of person. I'm trying to get back into the book Children of Blood and Bone. It is very interesting, especially if you are into sort of African folklore when it comes to the Orishas, and that mythology is actually kind of cool. And we don't really get it a lot. We normally get it a lot in more of a Eurocentric type thing, Lord of the Rings, Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe. But I think The Children of Blood and Bone is, and that entire series is a good book to read if you are interested in anything like that.
Oh, those are two great recommendations. I love it because we don't get a lot of music recommendations as well, too, when we ask that question. So I knew we were going to get one from a DJ. So
Yes,
it was great.
yes,
Those
yes.
are great. And Ari, thank you so much for taking time for joining us today on CattleCast. It was really great to talk to you about your upcoming performance here at the Wharton Center as Tina Turner. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh no, thank you for having me. This was wonderful.
Check out Tina playing at the Wharton Center from April 18th to 23rd. A link for tickets is provided in our show notes. Thank you so much for joining us for CattleCast.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the CattleCast podcast and share it with a friend.
Hey there, it's Tyler Reeder, but you can call me Ty the Library Guy. Hey, did you know you can enjoy library titles anytime, anywhere? Yeah, that's right. Thanks to the library's digital collection, you can access audiobooks, music, movies, and more from any mobile device. So stop the subscription shuffle and enjoy great content for free with a library card. That's pretty sweet, if you ask me. Start enjoying Capital Area District Library's digital collection by visiting cadl.org/digital. Until next time, I'm Ty the Library Guy.